Okay, we got a song that's actually a spring song, so we just added a fall verse to it because it's such a fun song. Okay, you got your music there? This is kind of new to us. Actually, this whole thing is new to us. This is like the second gig we've ever played, and the last one was in April, I think. this is our new band, and it doesn't have... Yeah. It doesn't really have a name, but for fun, we're calling it Precious Sparkle Kitty. Which we might have to keep, because it's pretty dang good. All right. Okay, I think this is a Gillian Welch song. Yeah. So what key are we in now? Oh, yeah. Thanks. Now I can see. Thanks. Oh, by the way, we've got Bill up there. Hi, Bill. Thank you. All right. So on the chord. Okay. Ready? One, two, one, two, three, four. Been so lonesome, shaking that morning chill. Oh, little red bird, open your mouth and say, been so lonesome, I just about flown away. So long now I've been out in the rain and snow, but winter's come and gone, hey, little bird told me so. So long now I've been. But winter's come and gone, a little bird told me so.
Oh, little bluebird, pearly feather breast, 5 cold nickels is all that I got left. Oh, little bluebird, what am I gonna do? 5 cold nickels ain't gonna see me through. So long now I've been out in the rain and snow, but winter's come and gone, hey, little bird told me so. So long now I've been out in the rain and snow, but winter's come and gone, hey, little bird told me so.
Oh, little blackbird on my wild line, dark as trouble in this heart of mine. Poor little blackbird sings a worried song, dark as trouble till winter's come and gone.
So long now I've been out in the rain and snow, but winter's come and gone, hey, little bird told me so. So long now I've been out in the rain and snow, but winter's come and gone, hey, little bird told me so. But lost. Oh, little brown bird, little chilly wren, stay close by me when winter comes again. So long now I'll go out in the rain and snow, but spring will come again, hey, little bird told me so. So long now I'll go out in the rain and snow, but spring will come again, hey, little bird told me so. So long now I'll go out in the rain and snow, but spring will come again, hey, little bird told me so. So long now I'll go out in the rain and snow, but spring'll come again. Hey, little bird told me so. But spring'll come again. Hey, little bird told me so.
Little song I wrote when I was in first grade. Well, I started to write it when I was in first grade. I probably wrote it about 35 years later. But, help you get to know me a little bit better, maybe a part of me you haven't seen yet here. I was a young lad, 6 years old, in the first grade class, doing as I'd been told by my father, who had said, if you follow the rules, you'll make a good name at Jefferson School. Mary Schmidt was the teacher, and I liked her a lot. She liked me too, and sometimes I even got to do her a favor, like erase the board. But even more than Mary, I adored Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. Three of my all-time favorite girls. And the next time through, if you could intone their names with me, I'd really appreciate it. There was some kind of magic in these three young girls, with their pleated little skirts and their long brown curls, and the way they colored pictures so bold and free, that must have touched something deep inside of me. Because one day I wrote my name, like Mrs. Schmidt said, in the upper right corner of my paper, but instead of Raymond Benton McKeever, I signed Ray Ann McKeever, and it looked just fine. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. Oh, Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. Well, the next day Mary gave our papers back. She announced what I had done, and everybody laughed. And I felt so bad that I could have cried, but I swallowed my tears, and a part of me died. Well, all this happened more than 60 years ago. Mary Schmidt is gone, God rest her soul. And please keep these women just as bold and free as the Ray and McKeever still living in me.
Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're deserting me.
They're like, I don't want to be associated with this next song. Okay, well, that was a little song about Ray. And this is a little song about my childhood. But since I can't stop my brain, it also like encompasses a lot of other junk. I kind of keep going. So when I was a little kid, I grew up in Omaha, and I always wanted to be tan. You know, I always wanted to be blonde. I always want, you know, all those things that American girls grow up wanting to be. And I wanted to be tan, and I couldn't be tan because I'm a pink person. I mean, I always want to write pink instead of like when they say, you know, what check your rate. It's like pink. I'm not white. I'm not, you know, I'm pink. I'm anyway. Okay, so that's what it's about. And then it goes into all this other stuff that I think should change as well. I guess I don't like the color I am. I think I'll spend a lot of time baking myself like a Christmas ham. When she grew up, she noticed a lot more. Sucked it up like a vacuum cleaner. Everyone wants to look like someone they're not. Everyone wants to go where the grass looks greener. There's only one thing you can know for sure, you're not okay the way you are. Well, that little girl grew up and today she's telling us we've gone too far. So just be the color you are and I'll be the color I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. And anyway, I think that was the original plan. Well, red, yellow, black, white, brown, ebony, coal black, mahogany, ivory, milk white, copper, olive, chocolate, ecru, pink and beige and rose and tan now, amber and almond, pitch black, stark white, mother of pearl, honey, golden, rust and cream, ruddy, dusky, cinnamon, pale and swarthy, bronze and sandy, just be the color you are. And I'll be the color I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. And anyway, I think that's the original plan. Now tanning booths and Botox shots, nose job, lip implants, Brazilian waxes, stomach staples and push-up bras. I feel like I'm in the land of Oz. Maybe Julia Roberts wants to look like Hillary Swank, who wishes she were Cameron Diaz, or maybe even Brad Pitt, who knows? You get the picture, just be the body you are, and I'll be the body I am. It'll save us both a lot of time, and anyway, you know the rest. But what if you got a twisted body? And what if you talk kind of funny? I know I'd see things differently if I could roll a mile in a wheelchair, honey. Well, maybe you wouldn't rather be me, but you'd like me to slow down a minute and listen. Maybe you could help to free me, 'cause you know something that I've been missing. Just be whatever you are, and I'll be whatever I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. And anyway, I think that was the original. Why don't you be the body you are, and I will be the supermodel I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. Anyway, I think that's the original plan.
my lovely assistant. This next song is a song by a friend of mine named Dylan Buston, who's just the greatest songwriter. I've been privileged to know quite a few in my life. Married to one, known a bunch more. And this is a lovely song I like to sing at this time of the year. It's called This Time of Year. It kind of expresses the way a lot of people, I think, feel at this time of year.
Those foxes barking at the moon. Tell me easy weather will soon be gone. Frost is in the air, changes everywhere, darling. This time of year, a change comes over me. I go out walking in the woods. The wild ones have little food to find. Butterflies are dying. Wild geese are flying southward. This time of year, all nature shows me signs. My friends, they come and visit me. I bake them muffins and pass the tea around. If the stove is working right, we'll stay up talking half the night now. This time of year, my friends don't let me down. And this old farm will lay to rest. The crop is in and we've stored the best away. Ice is on the vine. My weary mind is wondering why. This time of year, a change comes over me. Those foxes barking at the moon. Tell me easy weather.
Thank you. Dylan Buston. All right, what are we doing now?
Oh, fun.
Okay, now you've heard my childhood song and Ray's childhood song, and Sophie's actually still pretty much in childhood, so what are you going to do, Sophie? So Sophie and I both went to camp this summer. Actually, we all went to camp. Ray went to flute camp, and I went to Quebecois camp, and Sophie went to Swedish camp. So we're going to play a few Swedish tunes that she has taught us. Thank you. Well, if you look on the back of your set list, there's a little surprise for you. All right, so if you want to say something about this?
No.
Okay, well, I will then.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, Sophie's obviously in a totally different generation, and she listens to great music that actually I've totally gotten into. It's kind of embarrassing to her sometimes.
I have too, actually.
And Ray too.
Totally.
Yes. She likes that until she's embarrassed by it, but
there
you go. And anyway, so this is a song you may recognize. It's called Firework. Anyone?
Anybody know it?
Anyone? So, you know, when we get to the chorus, can they sing along?
Sing. Of course you can.
Can they sing along on the chorus? Okay. So, there you go. It actually has a really totally cool video.
It's got a great message.
The video is so great, and the message is great. So there you go. Unlike some of her songs. But that's okay, because this is a great song. So we'll go with that. All right.
You know, Firework. You can cast it in any framework. I've been thinking of it in terms of like incarnational theology.
Have you?
Stuff like that. Yes, indeed.
You mean
exactly.
And something to do with theophanatos or something?
The death of God
in
Jesus. And the way that brings us into new life. And you'll hear that. It's the representation is the firework.
Okay, thank you, Dad. Okay.
Right.
Too radical for you.
Like program. We said, yeah, right. All right, what key are we in here? We're in G? Are we in
yep.
G? Okay.
How do we start this? Well, you play. Okay,
one,
here we go.
Two, three, four.
Ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screen, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you? There's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you're worth. Make them go. As you shoot across the sky, baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make them go, you're gonna leave them going, You don't have to feel like a waste of space. You're original. Cannot be replaced. If you only knew what the future holds. After a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe you reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow. And when it's time, you know, you just gotta ignite the light. Shoot across the sky, baby, you're a firework.
Katy Perry, eat your heart out. That's as close as Holden Village is ever going to get to Katy Perry, so.
Oh, darn, I wish we would have done Hello, Seattle.
Okay. All
City. We were working on it.
Hello, Seattle. I am an octopus.
Don't get us going here.
Oh, I love that song.
We'll have too much.
I love him. He's from Minnesota, anyway. Oh, we'd like to thank our lovely guest artist, Emily. She can do anything.
Now Sophie's going to be the choreographer on this next song,
and okay.
we hope that you will not make her feel too alone while she's doing the choreography for it. Okay. So finally, we're going to get a church song here, okay? For those that you've been waiting for a church song. So this is another one I learned back in first grade. A little hand motion that we did is my first experience of the church, my first incarnation of the church, anyway. Experience. You know, I'll know what it is. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the door. See all the people. Everyone welcome. Everyone equal. Don't go like that, because that means car crash. Sometimes it is kind of a car crash. Everyone equal. And then we open the door this way. You go out into the world. Open the door. See the people. That's where you go. So, surprise. Here is the church, here is the steeple, open the door, see all the people, everyone welcome, everyone equal, open the door, see the people, yeah, right there, that looks good. We are the women, we are the men, we are the stranger and we are the friend, we are the walking, we are the lame. We are the different and we are the same. One, two, three, four. Church, here is the people. Open the door. See all the people. Everyone welcome. Everybody equal. Open the door. See the people. Well, we are the young and we are the old. We are the gentle and we are the bold. We are the sinner, we are the saint, we are what we are and we are what we ain't. One, two, three, four. We are the straight, we are the gay, we are what we do and we are what we say. We are the single, we are the wed, we are the table and we are the bread. One, two, three. We are the altar and we are the street. We are the hands and we are the feet. We are the wealthy, we are the poor. We are the steeple and we are the door. Okay, and now for something completely different.
All right.
We get to sing in French.
All right. All you French scholars, this is your chance. All right. Okay, I don't have the right shoes on, but oh well. You probably don't either. All right, so this is a little kind of song from Quebec, and let's see, what do I want to say about it? It's about the girls of La Rochelle, which is a town in France, not far from Paris, and also a town in Quebec, and it's a very old song. It's kind of like an old English ballad, only in French. Sure. It doesn't matter. Yeah, if you want. I'm always struggling. That's who I am. And anyway, so this song is about the girls of La Rochelle. And in the song, the girls are combing their hair by a mirror, and the priest walks by. There's like, you know, in Quebec, there's often a song. In songs, there's a lot of priests in songs in Quebec because the priests were not really they were the ones that like put fiddles in ovens and things like that. And band dancing. So the priests usually, you know, like there's one where somebody invites the priest over for dinner, and the priest sticks his hand in the gravy and tastes it, and it's so good he puts his arm in up to the elbow, and pretty soon he's in the pot, and there's nobody at mass that week. Anyway, but this one, the priest isn't so bad. Basically, he's just there to tell young girls what to do. So he says, oh, you girls of La Rochelle, you're so pretty. And they go, well, what is beauty worth anyway? What's it for? And he says, well, duh, marriage. And they look at each other and kind of go, no, you know, we're gonna stay single as long as we can and just have a good time. So that's the whole song, basically. And your part is bon gay. So like, if you have a cold, that's good. Because, you know, you want to get that kind of, let's try that, right, bon gay, sous la vigne des vignes, sous la vigne des vignes, it's like under the vine of vines, and in France it would be la vigne des vignes, in Quebec it's la vigne des vignes, so it's a different kind of accent, and bon, try that,
bon.
It's like candy plus one more bon. Bon. Sous le vignolon. Okay, got that? You'll get it. Okay, I am having trouble with this, aren't I? Stay. This is the drinking bird mic here. Kind of goes up and down. This thing is gonna fall. Okay, yeah. Okay. So I hope all that intro is worth the song. Okay, and I should like have the right kind of shoes, but you know, you can only bring so many shoes to hold them, right? So this is Le Petit Gallo. I don't know.
Sounds good.
That's
fine.
Okay, so here we go. Sous le vignelon, j'suis en plein le vignoletto. Gay, gay, sous la vigne des vignes. Bon, gay, sous la vigne des vignes. Bon, sous le vignelon. Bon, gay, sous le vigne des vignes. Bon, sous le vignelon. Just fake it. Chandelle sous le vignelon. C'est monsieur curé qui les éclaire. Oh, sous le vignolon, je t'en plaine la vignolette. Oh, gay, gay, sous le vigne des vignes. Bon, gay, sous le vigne des vignes. Bon, 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 sous le vignolon.
Bon, gay, sous le vigne des vignes. Bon, 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 sous le vignolon.
C'est monsieur curé qui les éclaire. Oh, sous le vignolon. Bello sous le vignolon, j'temple une vignolette. Gay, gay, sous le vigne des vignes. Bon, gay, sous le vigne des vignes. Bon, 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 sous le vignolon.
Bon, gay, sous le vigne des vignes. Bon, 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 sous le vignolon.
Il le dit, vous êtes un bello sous le vignolon. Quoi ça sert-il d'être bello sous le vignolon, j't'en plein le vignoletto. Gay, gay, sous la vigne des vignes. Bon, gay, sous la vigne des vignes. Bon, 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 sous le vignolon.
Bon, gay, sous le vignolon.
À quoi ça sert d'être bello sous le vignolon? Pour le mariage, oh, sous le vignolon, j't'en plein le vignoletto. Gay, gay, sous la vigne des vignes. Bon, gay, sous la vigne des vignes. Bon, 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 sous le vignolon.
Bon, gay, sous le vignolon.
Ce sera pour le mariage, oh, sous le vignolon. Le mariage, c'est l'esclavage, oh, sous le vignolon, j't'en plein le vignoletto. Gay, gay, sous la vigne des vignes. Bon, gay, sous la vigne des vignes. Bon, 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 sous le vignolon.
Bon, gay, sous la vigne des vignes.
Sous le vignolon, j't'en plein le vignoletto. Gay, gay, sous la vigne des vignes. Bon, gay, sous la vigne des vignes. Bon, 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 sous le vignolon.
Bon, gay, sous le this song of incarnation is a little more biblically based than the previous one was. I think you'll recognize the text. Before there was, oh yes I can, there was the Word. Then came creation, and then came the fall, then came the flood, and then came the call, then came the promise, and then came the land, then came captivity, and then came the wilderness man, and there was the Word, and the Word became flesh, and the Word became bone, and the Word became one of our own.
Some called him Savior, some called him King, some called him the one who would change everything. Some called him Truth, some called him Light, some called him the Light to enlighten the whole human race. And there was
became flesh, and the Word became born,
and the Word became one of our own.
Right, wherever blindness is turned into sight, wherever death is turned into birth, wherever warfare is turned into peace on this earth, there is the Word. And the Word became flesh, and the Word became born, and the Word became one of our own. Yes, the Word became heart, and the Word became mind.
The Word became one of our kind. Well, we got about,
we got about
5 minutes left.
Serious? Hmm? Serious?
Or so.
Serious?
Maybe we could go a little longer.
Can we go a little longer?
How about Good Thing and then...
Stay up late.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we want to do?
You want to do Good Thing?
Oh, should I? Oh, I got to do it for John Schramm.
That's yeah, John. Can you do it with the guitar in the rack position?
No.
Down low? Bill, you want to unplug for a second?
Okay, so this is a little song I wrote. I think this was while we were on our hiatus. Ray and I fell in love, and then we had a little hiatus, we called it, where we hated each other for a little bit, and then we got back together. No, we didn't hate each other.
It comes,
it
goes.
It was a difficult time. Yeah, right. It comes, it goes. Of course, we've never had one since then, of course. Don't remember. It was all fixed. You have a pick for me there?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of whatever. Okay, so this one starts out with the, you know, kind of the what is it, Navajo thing? Beauty before me, beauty behind me, beauty, etc. And when I use the word people in this song, it means people as in people, and also creature people and plant people. I don't like to keep anybody out. What is that?
Did you finish?
So, please sing along. It goes like this. There we go. There we go.
It's a good, good thing to be with the people who love you, and it's a good, good thing to be with the people you love, and it's a good, good thing to notice what you've been given, to be glad you are living. You know it's a good, good thing.
No, you'll get it when
just
it comes.
Just do the verse. Do the verse.
There's beauty lying in every spot. It shines out whether you look or not. You want to touch it every chance that you got. And then you got to let it go. You breathe in beauty with every breath, while it moves you closer to your own death. It'll all be finished in beauty, yet sit back and enjoy the ride. And it's a good, good thing to be with the people,
be with the people who love you.
And it's a good, good thing to be with the people you love. And it's a good, good thing.
Notice what you've been given.
To notice what you've been
be
given,
glad you are living.
To be glad you are living. Yeah, you know it's a good, good thing. Well, if you've been hurt, then you can recognize the pain lying deep in your sister's eyes. The thin line between what's real and what's lies, and what doesn't matter at all. I've been on this earth long enough to see everybody's just another you and me. You can turn your back or help set them free, and they'll set you free too. 'Cause it's a good, good thing to be with the people who love you. And it's a good, good thing to be with the people you love. And it's a good, good thing. Notice what you've been given, to be glad you are living. Yeah, you know it's a good, good thing. Well, the whole creation groans in labor. Every tadpole is your next door neighbor. You won't find it in the Sunday paper. Gotta get out and see for yourself. So trust your gut and get on with life, though it rips through you like a rusty knife. Friend, stranger, child, lover, husband, wife, be good to the people you love. And it's a good, good thing to be with the people who love you. And it's a good, good thing to be with the people you love. And it's a good, good thing. Notice what you've been given, to be glad you are living. Yeah, you know it's a good, good thing. And the source is there in every rock, every flying thing, and every tick of the clock. She's the ocean you ride on the boat and the dark, the hunger in your dreams. So is this blessing or is it curse? Sometimes it's too good to bear, sometimes it couldn't be worse. It's up to us to write the next verse. La 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 la. And it's a good, good thing to be with the people who love you. And it's a good, good thing to be with the people you love. And it's a good, good thing to notice what you've been given, to be glad you are living. Yeah, you know it's a good, good thing. you've been given to be glad that you are living. Yeah, you know it's a good, good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we just got a couple more. We're going to play a couple more tunes, and then we'll do our little choral anthem, right? We'll have another whole concert on the Ark.
Well, maybe an encore.
All right.
You have that pick there, Linda?
I do.
Excellent.
All right, this one is this is going to be Le Rire du Gaucher, suivi de Le Bonhomme et la Bonne Femme, suivi de Les Chicaneux, ou The Howling Old Woman and the Growling Old Man. All right. Thank you. you.
A little quiet ending for you here tonight. This is an Irish bedtime prayer. With God while I lie down this night. So if the choir members, by any chance, have their music, or if you don't, that's okay. That's okay. And try to remember your parts if you can do it, okay? We're going to play it through once, and we'll sing it once, and then ask you to join us. Thanks so much. What an enjoyable evening for us. Thank you.
Precious Sparkle Kitty. You'll be hearing about us, or not. Or not. You want to do your one for John? Ray's going to do it for John.
This will just be fun. This is for fun. It's actually based on an incident that happened in a park in Minneapolis a long time ago for me. Goes like this. You guys gonna play? Linda, come on. You can play some fiddle. This is for John Schramm and anybody else that wants to stay. Just the story of that morning. Dawn was, but it's good for retired people too. Dawn was breaking the dark Early morning in the park, the birds were all singing away. This walk I was taking, 'cause bad dreams had shaken my spirit, and I'd awakened dismayed. So I stopped, settled down to a spot on the ground to watch the sun welcome the day. I started feeling at ease, from my worries released, when a voice from behind me exclaimed, "Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there?" Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I stopped, turned around to the source of this sound, these unpleasant words to my ear. It was an elderly lady thinking, "Maybe I should be someplace but here. Or is this what she means, that a grown man in blue jeans is probably wasting his time? Sitting this way at the start of the day, just watching the sun start to climb. Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there?" Here I'd been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. You know, it bothered me some to be treated kind of like a bum, greeted with such rude display. As my feelings grew caustic, my mind was at loss to explain why I sat there this way. So I pondered the facts, can a man ever sit and relax and still know he's okay? Or was I simply a jerk for not being at work at 6:30 a.m. on a Monday? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I've been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I walked home recovering, called up a brother and said, "Let's play tennis till 10. Our game was so splendid. When we had ended, we promised next Monday we'd do it again. After the match, as I soaked in my bath, thinking, gee, I should get to work soon, I took a sip of my tea, and then I thought of that lady, and I sat there till mid-afternoon. Haven't you anything better to do today? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I've been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. I just went right on thinking this is the best thing I've done for a while."
Thank you. I know why John Stram asked me to do that too. John used to get up at 6:30 for a hot tub. Now he gets up at 10 for the hot tub.